Welcome to the Status Update, our weekly look at social media.
Let's begin now.
I'm Mark Saxby, and answering my questions is social media marketer Martin Broadhurst. This week's question is, what's the point of Google Plus?
The point of Google Plus is to share content that you get in much the same way as you do on Facebook and Twitter, but in a more controlled way. So we saw the way that Facebook introduced last year, well, they've had it for a long time actually, but they put more emphasis on organising people into groups and lists. And Google Plus allows you to do that with circles. It does a very good job of it too.
Is that enough for me to abandon Facebook and Twitter and just go to Google Plus?
For some people it will be. What I like about it, from my own personal perspective, is that it brings together the best of Facebook and Twitter. So Twitter is very much about following people with shared interests. They don't necessarily have to be people that you know in real life, but you both support the same football team or you like the same music, that sort of thing. Facebook's very much about people that we know, we've met, work colleagues, friends, family, that sort of thing. Google Plus brings together those aspects of social networks and makes managing those people that we know and people that we have shared interests with neatly together.
But whenever I go on Google Plus, the only people I see on there are techie people. It's just a bit of a geek fest, isn't it? Am I really going to find people on there I want to talk to? I mean, and leave all my family and friends behind.
I don't think you'll abandon your friends and family just yet. However, you can find people using the search on Google Plus. You're quite right in what you say, in that there are a lot of techie people on there. It was a
geeks.
There are a lot of geeks on there. But you just have to be able to use the search facility, to be honest. If you just do an update for, so, well, you're a Grimsby Town fan, yeah?
I am.
So you do a search for Grimsby Town and see what people are saying about Grimsby Town on Google Plus.
Okay, so you give me a reason from a personal point of view why I should be bothered with Google Plus. What about from a business perspective?
Well, they launched the brand pages recently. So businesses can now have their own identity. At first, it was very much about the person. But businesses now have these brand pages, much like Facebook pages. They are more or less exactly the same as Google Plus personal profiles. I see them evolving over time. They feel quite unfinished at the moment in terms of what you can do with them. And I suspect that they'll become a very useful internal communication tool within businesses, just as much as they are an external communication tool.
But as a business, I'm already putting my effort into Twitter. I've already got a Facebook page. You're not really selling Google Plus to me as another reason, another platform that I should invest my time in.
Well, that's because I haven't mentioned search. Where do you go to search for things online?
Google.
Yeah. So having a Google Plus presence will boost your search rankings, but not in the way that you expect. Google this week have just launched Google Search Plus Your World. What that will do is it will give you two options when you perform a search. So you'll have the global results when you type in something on Google Search, and then you will have search results from your connections on Google Plus. So if I type in, for instance, Derby County, I'll get the global results for Derby County, but then I can also see what my connections are saying about Derby County on there as well. So if you've got a website on Google Plus, content that you share will be more prominent in people's search results.
Do you think Google Plus is here to stay? I mean, is it something that's going to grow and grow? Or because Google has had failed attempts at social networks before. Is it something that we should be on just in case it becomes big? Really big?
I can't see Google letting this one slip in the way that Google Buzz or Google Wave, for instance, they died a death. Talk is it cost $500 million to make Google Plus. And will it die a death? Well, where do I go to search for things online? Google. What email address do I use? It's a Gmail account. Where do I go for shopping comparison? I use Google Shopping. For directions, I use Google Maps. I use Google for just about everything else in my life, and a lot of other people do too. So why not use Google Plus for my social networking?
Thank you, Martin. And if we've not answered your questions about Google Plus today, and I'm sure there's many more, then feel free to post them on our website. And listen again next week for another status update.